Good evening, listeners. Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, listeners. This is Jory Rowe, and you're listening to American Psychosis Radio. It is July 25th, 2015. We're glad we have you on for a pretty exciting episode tonight. Or I should say every episode I try to make exciting, regardless of what it is. But this will be a 30-minute episode about how I will look at and perceive the past over 23 years, even though we're supposed to let go of it and forget about it. I will explain and provide examples on past events with which I fought so hard to let go of. I'll be talking about different coping techniques and skills, and the phone line will always be open for anybody who wants to call in and let me know what they think. So that telephone number is area code 657-383-1169. To reach me personally into the studio, we'll get you on the air. Got only a half an hour to go, but a lot to talk about here on American Psychosis Radio with host Jory Rowe. Now, usually, and this, it never ceases to amaze me, that every time I'm sitting at my desk, I always have a pen or some form of writing utensil in my hand. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have none. No pen, no pencil nearby, or probably nearby. I just fail to see where it's at or whatnot. But I'll tell you this much right now. We'll get by on this show, I'm pretty sure, without having to have a writing utensil at hand. But I do have the tail end of a mouse. Let's check the internet tonight as we talk about what's happened in the past with me, and maybe why I should get rid of the past once and for all. Maybe, hopefully, on this show is somewhat how I will do that or begin the steps to do it. Remember, recovery is not an event. Recovery is a process. More to say in a 10-step program, because if you are mentally ill with schizophrenia, they do have Schizophrenics Anonymous as well as all the others. Something to think about, but let's get on with the show. I came from a past. You know, that stuff we study in school and long after school we dwell on what we wish we could have changed. Maybe I should have redid this show called If Time Travel Were a Reality. I mean, you have a time machine sitting in front of you, and you walk into it, and it jumps up and just blasts off into any different time you wanted to go. Where would you go, and why? This is what I should have named the show, but I just kept it more general, like, you know, talking about the past and why it still bothers us. Now, I can't sit here and just answer that question alone, why the past would bother us people in a social run. Now, people say to forget about it, and some people say to learn from it, because if you forget about it, you can't learn from it. If you can't learn from it, you can't make anything better for the future. I guess a lot of people blame past events on one major thing, or, well, I'll say that, and that is people or persons. But let's go over to a website that I was looking up about middle of the week while I was doing the research for the show. We're going to go over to that website, and it's not a 10-step program. It's 10 steps to let go of the past and embrace the future. Article by Kat O'Connor. And I'm trying to think of the name of the website. It is mindbodygreen.com. That is what the website is, mindbodygreen.com. Now, I'm not going to sit here and read word for word the article, but I'll read about the highlights. But let me read you this one here, because she's got a very, very good point with this passage I'm about to read. Two monks were on a pilgrimage. One day they came to a deep river, and at the edge of the river, a young woman sat weeping because she was afraid to cross the river without help. She begged the two monks to help her. The younger one turned his back. The members of their order, were forbidden to touch a woman. But the older monk picked up the woman without a word and carried her across the river. He put her down on the far side and continued his journey. The younger monk came after him, scolding him and berating him for breaking his vows. He went on his way for a long time. Finally, at the end of the day, the older monk turned to the younger one. "I only carried her across the river. You have been carrying her all day." Now, stop and think about that for a minute. What are they trying to get us to think by that passage? Here on MBG.com, mindbodygreen.com, this article is just pretty outstanding. Letting go can be difficult, and especially letting go of ideas, expectations, desires, people, and bad habits as well, and false beliefs, and not-so-healthy relationships. And, you know, that can go on and on and on and on. But every moment presents an opportunity to create ourselves as anew, to shrug off the baggage of the past, open ourselves up to the possibility of the moment, and take action to create an incredible future. Could that be a possibility with you, me, the guy that lives next door to me, the guy that lives next door to you? Well, they're basically talking about anybody and everybody. But let me be first to admit this to you. I have a letting go of the past problem. I always have the problem with embracing what took place and holding on to what I can't change. And that's always held me back. But the author of this article has written a top 10 action plan for letting go and to get going. Okay, and the first thing she talks about is to meditate. Find stillness, breathe. And that is also an action. Our mind is much harder to still than our body. I agree with that, especially a mind like I have. Our lives are busy and fast-paced, filled with external noise and distractions. Clarity comes from quiet. Why do you think I moved the studio to get away from the loud street I lived on? It was just, to be honest with you, it was driving me nuts. But, you know, meditation, even in small amounts, will make room for the next 9 steps. Number 2, you got to understand and take time to reflect on your own past as a third party looking in without judgment. Simply observe. Understand that you are not your past. Understand that the situations and patterns and people in your life create your experiences. They didn't create you. Like 23 years of my past of not being able to date, not being able to get people to like me, not getting people to be friends with me, especially from high school on. That really bothers me, and to this day it really still bothers me that a lot of what happened then is the reason why I'm the way I am now. But it says right there, you are not your past. So I have to embrace that. Accept your history and the people that have made may have been a part of your history. Accept your circumstances and remember that none of these define you. Acceptance is the first step to letting go and setting yourself free. Learn from the monk in the story. Carrying bitterness, I better read this one here several times. Carrying bitterness, anger, and animosity burdens no one but the bearer, you. Sad but true. The fourth step in this article is simply states to empty your cup. Consciously and actively work on letting go your story, your judgments, your ideals, the material things, all your stuff. They have no real value. They don't. The most expensive mansion in the whole wide world is worth nothing if nobody is going to buy it. They do not make you stronger, healthier, or more powerful, and a lot of the snobs need to read that one. They do not make you stronger, healthier, or more powerful, and belief in them is a delusion. Pour out your expectations of how, who, where, and what you should be as they too are part of a story that holds you back from simply being. Once you let go of this story and empty your cup, your life purpose will open and flow. Number five, you have to align yourself. Take a moment or several. You're worth the time. Remember, you're worth the time for this one. Align. Take a moment to write down the following: your core values and beliefs, your goals in life, the actions you're taking to pursue those goals, and make sure to be honest and be realistic about goals. Yeah. What actions you must take to align your actions with your beliefs in order to attain your goals? Write down three actions that you will take this week to get yourself moving. Six, flex. It may seem paradoxical to detach from outcomes, yet set goals and work towards them. But if you are flexible, and that is willing to let go an end result, aligning your goals and true will purpose, the greater good is righteous action. Be flexible, though, however. Allow the path to unfold as it will, opening up to opportunities. Flex and flow with the current of life. Seven, you got to contribute. When you find yourself lamenting about your past or angry about your present or brooding about your future, find a way to make someone's day better. Offering a smile to someone as you pass, opening a door, putting a bit of extra change in the parking meter, dropping off food or the food bank, these simple actions can have lasting impact and help you put your situation into perspective. Contribute to the well-being of others is the best way to align yourself with your true self. Number eight. This one should be the most top one, I would say, is to believe in yourself. Believe in your purpose. Believe in that the universe is unfolding as it should and that you should have a divine role to play. Believe that your holding on does nothing, in fact, but hold you back from that purpose. And you got to number nine, this one. Love the process. Have fun, be playful, cheerful, and positive to generosity. Love yourself, love others, and love this life. It is a gift to unwrap each day and every day, to gaze upon and with new and exciting eyes. Be grateful, but be true is number 10. Once you have taken all these actions, just be. Here's to letting go and embracing the future. Masted, my friends. And you know what? That is the truth. And this woman here that wrote these articles has got like a lot of, I guess, some books and some videos or something. It's by Kat O'Connor from a February 28, 2012 article in the MBS, mindbodygreen.com. Check it out. I'm sure you should find some enjoyment in that. Now we're going to head back over to the blogtalkradio.com studio. And as we know it, we got 15 minutes left in the episode. Now, what I just talked about is an example of different coping techniques, which you could say would be a 10-step program or a 10-step list to take. And the phone line is open, 657-383-1169. Give me a ring if you have anything to say, advice or whatever, like to have you on the show. We're going to cut to a silent break here for a second, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about my past and what makes me so bittersweet about it and how to get rid of it. Here on American Psychosis Radio with host Jory Rowe. Now we're back on here live with here on American Psychosis Radio, stream live here on www.blogtalkradio.com. Tune in now if you want to hear me talk about psychotherapy, schizophrenia, mental illnesses, and this show, Letting Go of the Past. Now, I was saying earlier that I was, during an article that I was reading by Kat O'Connor from MBJS, Mind, Body, and Green. Kind of a funny name for a website, but it means well, and I like it. So let's talk about my past. When I was a young child, of course, you can't experience things and compare them with any other experience that you've had, like in another life form. Now, mind you, if I end up saying on the radio at any time, the psychosis starts now, that means my thinking is scattering up like a kaleidoscope. Kind of sort of the way it is doing now. But the past that I was talking about was mine. 23 years in the making. I have to say, ever since I was a child, and since my father left, leaving my brother and I and my mom to fend for ourselves, which we did a pretty good job at that. My mom had a job. My mom, yeah, was getting some child support, maybe just a part of it every now and then, or, you know, I don't know, but anyway, I was too young to understand at the time why Dad had left. I remember asking Mom, how come Dad isn't home? And she said, because Dad and I aren't married anymore. We used to be married, but we're not married anymore. But that's beside the point here that I'm trying to talk about. Trying to talk about the past. Well, that is a little bit part of my past. And usually when I talk about something that's a little bit rough, I kind of get nervous a little bit. It's just like Facebook and I do not get along. That's why you will not see any part of my show of any sort on Facebook, because I think Facebook sucks, if you ask me. Now, I vaguely remember, actually, I do remember quite well of nursery school. I went to Children's World Nursery School in my hometown. Okay, it sucked. I remember a lot of parts about it, but then there's probably a lot that I don't remember about it. And I'd probably rather not remember anything about it because I didn't like going there. Yeah. That still bothers me to this day because I was away from my mom, and I hated being away from my mom. When I was a child, I hated being away from my mom. It was just like a thing that I couldn't accept when I had to be away from my mom. As a child, most kids are like that, but this is what was bizarre. Every time I was dropped off there at that school, my mom would walk into the restroom, and I knew somehow she was still in there the whole day, but she wasn't. I mean, I found out later they had the parents walk into the restroom before leaving. But I remember part of the happier parts about that. My aunt and my mom would, at the end of the day, come and pick me up, and I was small enough to sit down in an umbrella stroller, a little kind of like a very conservative stroller. And we'd walk from the school all the way back to my aunt's house where my mom's car was parked. They'd walk from my aunt's house, which was probably close distance enough. In fact, it was. and they'd pick me up, and my aunt would have some kind of treat for me, like cookies or whatever, you know, that kids like to eat. You know, I'd sit there, and my mom and my aunt would push me home, back to her house. And that was the happier parts about that story. But, you know, as time grew on, I got a little older and more reaching the age of accountability, you know, I was robbed of a lot of things I felt like as a child. I ain't going to say by who or what I feel by who. It should be something that I should be, well, letting go of, because my past does not define me. And if you're having a problem with your past, you got to remember that too. If that part I read in that article, that your past does not define you. You have to empty your cup. Okay? You got to purge your mind and your soul. Necessarily not your soul, but your mind and your body of all ruthless thoughts of what you would like to do because of your past, when you know it's not good. I know what I think of isn't good. And what I have to learn is how to deal with things and problems, even things that just totally aggravate me or irritate me, and try to, well, do what I call the lightning rod effect. When you take a really hard jolt of something that you don't want to deal with, a problem, or something, I'll say a pet peeve even, just take that wrongful energy and channel it through somewhere out through your feet, into the ground, ground that jolt. Basically what I'm trying to say, if you want to think about it differently, I would think about it like the brick shit house effect. That's what you would rather, that's to simplify it. That's what you do when you simplify it. Now, these shows that we do once every Saturday run 30 minutes. Believe me, I can blurt out a lot in 30 minutes, couldn't I? Now my mind is starting to level a little bit, and I'm able to have a little bit more organized thinking instead of being so keyed up. Now, let's discuss this, the future. Embracing the future. Well, if you're caught up in a past of hatred, bitterness, animosity, whatnot, you can bet your ass that you're going to have a hard time with thinking of an optimistic future or being optimistic when you think about your future. And this is what I had the thinking of the other day. I heard some kind of bad news about Social Security. Anyway, which is making me think that I should go to school while I have a chance to go to school and learn something, even if it takes a year to do it. Just go to school for a year, learn something. And I want to eventually own my own business in it. And that is HVAC technician, where you fix furnaces and air conditioning units. Getting some education in an area, a field that I think I would be good at, would be awesome. The money is awesome in the field as well. And a business doing such would be awesome as well, but you got to do it right. And the first things first is you got to quit feeling sorry for yourself. You got to quit letting that past come up and bothering you. It's your turn around looking back. The opportunities are going to be bumping at you in the back of your head. And that's the way it'll be. If you want to turn around and look back, and I say this to myself all the time, if you want to see a bright future, You got to turn around and see the light of that brightness, that bright future. You can't sit and turn around and look at the darkness of what it, or basically another way of saying it is it's water under the bridge. The past is the past because it's water under the bridge. Think of it that way, water flowing under the bridge. Not the same molecules probably will float underneath that same bridge. But you know what? If you think about it as the endless opportunity that awaits you of your future, take on those opportunities as you see them. But you won't see them looking back. Trust me, you won't. And believe me, I'm not preaching. I am saying this. This is what I'm saying. You have to, do whatever it takes to let go of what holds you back. And I have to do the same thing because I'm very bad at it myself. I wouldn't be telling you about it and preaching. I'm not preaching, but I'm just saying there's healthier ways to deal with frustration, anger, and problems. Everybody has that. I've been told that. But remember this. If you keep looking back, you'll miss the opportunities for the future. So let's try it. I will try it, definitely. And I will let you know in the next show, which will be similar to this show. I'm not going to name anything yet, but it'll be similar to this. Possibly have a guest next show. Yes, I said a guest. So just tune in, watch the dates and the times, which, you know, we do show every Saturday night. So far, we've had no phone callers. Keeping the phone line open, 657-383-1169. And when we see you again, we will talk about what we did this week. We'll talk about what we did this week to make our future brighter and the past a thing of the past. This is Jory Rowe. And you're listening to American Psychosis Radio. We're out of time for now. We'll see you next time when we talk about mind, body, and spirit and psychotherapy and schizophrenia on American Psychosis Radio with host Jory Rowe. See you for now.